The tour company called Elder Hostel wants to be a little less elder. Elder Hostel offers tours and lodging for mature travelers who want something a little more exciting than a typical tour. It's been around for more than 3 decades. Now it wants to change its image. But as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, many elders say if the young folks come on board, the older folks may not join.
For hundreds of thousands of seniors, Elder Hostel has been just the ticket to get out and see the world.
Okay, go along, get out, and
oops. On this trip, a slew of 70-somethings are taking a food and wine bus tour of New England, starting this morning at a fish pier and auction house in Maine, where they're greeted by General Manager Bert Jongerden.
Okay, welcome to Portland. First time here?
Yes.
But with 70 being the new 60 and 60 the new 50.
So are you still going to that cold water vodka place too?
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of Elder Hostel customers have an issue with being called elders.
We had participants who said they were embarrassed to tell their friends that they'd been on an Elder Hostel program.
So Elder Hostel Senior Vice President Peter Spire says Elder Hostel is renaming itself Exploritas. And with an eye toward all those young at heart baby boomers now approaching retirement, President James Moses says they're also reaching beyond the 65 and older set to all adults.
If you don't appeal to the baby boomers, you're pretty much done. I mean, let's face it.
But the appeal to younger folks turns out to be a turn off to many elders.
Well, if you're going to put 21-year-olds with 80s and 60s, that's got a little nutty.
They're not going to understand when we're walking up the stairs a little bit more slowly and they're elbowing past us.
69-year-old Helen Schleimer and 72-year-old Carol Welsh say traveling with their peers makes them feel young and spry. They worry that traveling with what they call the young hotshots will make them feel old and feeble.
I mean, a 21-year-old is going to hike up the hill there, and what are we going to do? Here we come!
I will feel as though I should get out a cane or a walking stick.
21-year-olds are not going to come on this program. It's just not going to happen.
Still, Exploritas' James Moses admits it's been hard to convince some seniors who tend to have trouble with change in general.
Actually, you know, we've always known that from our programming. No surprises, because we know if there's a change, it's going to really upset them and freak them out. There are a lot of people who just don't like change.
But Moses says this change is much less radical than folks fear. Exploritas will continue to cater to mature travelers interested in lifelong learning.
Any more questions? Well, let me talk about the boats a little bit.
Back at the fishery tour, the lesson of the day couldn't have been more apt.
They'll set out a net behind their boat, and they have a certain size of the mesh, so the smaller fish will swim right through the mesh. So all the juvenile fish will stay in the ocean to obviously mature.
They should do that for Elder Hostel.
If Elder Hostel, now Exploritas, does land a few more juveniles, not everyone will mind. As 83-year-old Flo Lipstein sees it.
The younger ones came with us. They can carry our bags.
Tovia Smith, NPR News.